Thank you, Mr. Vice President. Distinguished Vice President of the Council, esteemed High Commissioner for Human Rights, dear members of the panel, Excellencies, distinguished delegates, I'm honored to address the Human Rights Council for the first time as chair of the International Independent Expert Mechanism to Advance Racial Justice and Equality in Law Enforcement, cut short, EMLA. I would like to express my appreciation for the trust placed in the mandate by renewing it for a further 3 years during the past council session. To date, the Expert Mechanism has produced 3 thematic and 4 country visit reports, held 3 annual sessions, transmitted 11 letters to member states on specific incidents and situations, among other activities you can find detailed in our annual reports. Manifestations of systemic racism against Africans and people of African descent by law enforcement and criminal justice systems are still prevalent in many parts of the world. In our continuous interactions with people and communities affected by police violence and misconduct, the mechanism hears repeatedly about the difficulties they face when demanding justice, accountability, and redress for violations by law enforcement officials. Broad impunity persists, and victims' rights to justice, truth, reparations, and guarantees of non-repetition are rarely fulfilled. This is long overdue. It is time for states to invest in building strong institutions to effectively provide justice, accountability, and redress for victims. In its 2 previous reports, the mechanism explored 2 essential elements that can help fulfill victims' rights: the need for disaggregated data and the need to adopt alternative and complementary methods of policing. In this new report, the mechanism identifies 3 minimum steps that states need to take to ensure justice, accountability, and redress. Firstly, states need to establish effective reporting, review, and investigation procedures. For example, all incidents should be recorded and reviewed. Technology like body-worn cameras can really help in this regard. Affected communities and individuals should be allowed to actively participate in investigations. It is also central to examine the role systemic racism played in the incidents. Secondly, states need to establish independent civilian oversight bodies to law enforcement. Victims of racially motivated police misconduct are in a particularly vulnerable situation, since often they have to file a complaint at the same institution and sometimes with the same individuals who are the perpetrators. This needs to change. Independent accountability mechanisms are needed. Thirdly, states also need to establish independent mechanisms to support victims and communities. Victims' right for prompt and adequate reparation need to be fulfilled. The best way to do it is through a specialized mechanism specifically designed to support them. We call on all states to implement these recommendations. The mechanism would like to thank Brazil and Italy for the genuine cooperation extended throughout our country visits conducted at the end of last year and in May this year, respectively. In Brazil, the mechanism visited 5 cities where it met law enforcement, oversight bodies, public prosecutors and defendants, and visited 2 criminal detention centers. The mechanism listened to 117 testimonies from victims and their relatives. The mechanism found a systemic practice of racial profiling by law enforcement against people of African descent. Afro-Brazilians are 3 times more likely to be killed by police. 82% of the more than 6,000 deaths by police in 2023 were against Afro-Brazilians. Young men of African descent living in impoverished areas are the most affected. In Brazil, systemic racism combined with the current war on crime policies results in a social cleansing process which serves to exterminate sectors of society deemed undesirable, dangerous, and criminal. This is a systemic issue that calls for a systemic response, including accountability and redress for victims. In Italy, we traveled to 4 cities where we met law enforcement agencies, civil society, and visited different detention facilities. We also listened to direct testimonies. The mechanism found that racism leads to a prevalent presumption of criminality towards foreigners and persons perceived as such based on their ethnic, religious, or linguistic background, particularly towards Africans and persons of African descent. These biases contribute to racial profiling by law enforcement and to the disproportionate representation of people of foreign origin, especially Africans, within the Italian criminal justice system. Also concerning are the recent increase in incarceration rates, prison overpopulation, and cases of torture and other ill treatment. Our full findings and recommendations on both country visits can be found in the reports. Thank you, Mr. President.